Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Today we're discussing page 5 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. You may hear some ice rattling today. That is for my safety. Today is a page when I have to be extremely pedantic and to insulate myself from, you know, the shame of who I am, let's be honest. I do have to do some drinking. I've got a Moscow Mule here, and I'm bringing back all the hits for Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. I also have some fish and chips that I'm looking forward to, if I can podcast fast enough. So let's get this fucking page started. This is the contents. So we've got a logo at the top of this page. Before I even tell you about the logo, I have to tell you what's happening today. I've got this Moscow Mule here. And I swear I'm trying to make this page as exciting as I can. As you're going to see, it's a challenge. I'm trying to move fast through these pages. I want those fish and chips. Love those fucking fish and chips. And so every time there's a colon on this page, I'm going to drink. And I think that's going to help me get through this Moscow Mule very fast, which is going to make me podcast, not necessarily better, but faster, louder also. And that's going to get us through this page real quick and hopefully onto some content that I can really sink my teeth into as though it were a juicy, delicious fucking... Okay, we're not going to talk about the fish and chips. This is going to become obscene if I continue. So, logo at the top of the page. Awakening, Diablerie, drink. Mexico. And then we get the following contents, which I will read to you mostly in full with one little redaction for spoilers. Chapter 1, drink. Introduction, page 7. Chapter 2, drink. Diablerie, sip. A discussion, page 9. Chapter 3, drink. The Wanderer, page 17. Chapter 4, drink. Involving the Neonates. Hey, thanks for noticing that we're here. On page 27. Chapter 5, drink. Redacted, page 35. Chapter 6, drink. Oh, fuck, I cheated on that one. I gotta do it again. Conclusion. Page 55. Here's the dumbest thing on this page, and it's sliced very thin. The name of chapter 2 is Diablerie, a discussion. Now, obviously, it shouldn't be a semicolon. Semicolons are for... You know, I'm not going to get into, on a technical level, where you use a semicolon. Not here, is my point. This is not it. Normally, if you were going to use anything here, you would use a colon. Normally, it would read chapter 2, drink. Diablerie, drink. A discussion. If, in fact, you needed to call out that it was a discussion, which is just, it's a weird thing to say. There's only, it's one author talking to the reader about a thing, like just like the rest of the book. Just Diablerie would be a fine title, but if you had to specify that it was a discussion, the correct way to do that would be Diablerie, drink. A discussion. But I can understand the desire to change it up, because there are a lot of goddamn colons involved with this book and this page and this game. Basically, all of the classic White Wolf games in the World of Darkness have a colon in them, right? Like, most obviously, Vampire, drink. The Masquerade. Those words aren't on this page, but they pervade this page. It's a page from the Vampire the Masquerade line. So I understand that at a certain point, you have to start showing restraint, because otherwise you end up with what you have in Chapter 2, which is rules for Vampire, drink. The Masquerade, in what is sometimes stylized as Awakening, drink. Diablerie, drink. Mexico, chapter 2, drink. Diablerie, drink. A discussion. Staring down the barrel of that, you have to be thinking, we gotta knock it off with these colons. And they should have. They should have knocked it off with those colons. They don't even work in the names of all the game lines. Like, Vampire the Masquerade is pretty good. Werewolf the Apocalypse, sure. Mage the Ascension, I do like. But Wraith the Oblivion? The Oblivion? Grammatically, it kinda works, but it's not quite... It's like if there were a White Wolf game called Algonquin Roundtable, the witticism. Like it's a thing. Like they invite you into the Algonquin Roundtable, and then as part of the initiation ceremony, they pry back one of the floorboards and there's this sickly green glow and you're like, what the fuck is that? And they're like, it's the witticism. You've earned this. The colons don't always work. White Wolf trapped themselves with the format, but they certainly didn't have to have colons all the fuck over the place in their other stuff. I've talked about Ghoul, Fatal Addiction, which I should drink. I can see Ghoul Fatal Addiction from where I'm sitting. It's not on the page, but like it's here in the room. So drink. No need for a fucking colon there. And let me just take a moment. Well, I've nearly finished this Moscow Mule. If I keep talking about colons, I'm going to have to go make myself another drink, which is going to ironically impede my effort to get those fish and chips. You know, it's fun to drink with fish and chips, but at a certain point, it makes it hard to get it up for them. So moderation. You're going to hear me say Awakening Diablery colon drink Mexico. I surprised myself with that one. I forgot. Literally, I forgot there was a colon in Awakening Diablery colon drink Mexico. You're going to hear me say this phrase a lot and disdainfully because I just think it's an ugly title. It doesn't, it's these three nouns standing in this awkward juxtaposition. You got a colon in there. This is one of those things that I say knowing that this is an irrational fury. No one else cares about this, but I'm going to have to say this every day. Alien Hunger, fine. Like Revenge of Kang, okay. Weird West, you got it. All this in World War II, a little bit twee, but fine. I've never had to deal with a book with a name this ugly, and it's got a colon in it to boot, and it is very upsetting to me. Although, for whatever reason, I am feeling a little bit better at this point. Feel a little looser. I'm going to go get myself another drink and then do the next page, and I can almost taste those fucking fish and chips. Join me next time as this book attempts to win back my favor by giving me my favorite thing, a full-page illustration that I don't have to talk about, on MDC. The Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.